We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My guest at this time is Tom McCluskey, Senior Vice President for the Family Research Council's FRC Action. We want to get his thoughts today, as many social conservatives are very concerned about the potential Senate confirmation of Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius as the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. And Tom, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, the committee, the Finance Committee, which considered this nomination to begin with, has approved it, basically along party lines. So there is some considerable opposition to Sebelius, at least from the Republican side. But as we know, they're in a distinct minority in the Senate here. What do you believe is at the heart of this? Why do you believe she's unfit for this job?
Well, from there are a number of different perspectives on that. From a pro-life perspective, her whole history as a legislature, first as a state legislature, then as governor, has been supporting the pro-abortion side and being well-funded by one of the most notorious late-term abortionists, George Tiller, down in Kansas. It's no surprise that she's been bought and sold by the abortion industry. But beyond that, once she came up to the Senate, she tried to hide that. First in her disclosures on her tax forms, and then later when talking about donations that she got from George Tiller, not fully disclosing that she not only got more money than she said from George Tiller directly, but also received a considerable sum from his pro-can-do state PAC.
And tell our listeners a little bit about George Tiller inside the abortion debate. I know he's well known, but what do we need to know about him and why he's a central figure in this story?
Well, he's somebody who in Kansas and also around the nation has promoted late-term abortions and also has fought against any efforts to curb partial birth abortions. He's been very influential using a lot of his money that he's garnered from the abortion industry in trying to elect pro-abortion, anti-life candidates throughout Kansas and also throughout the nation. He was just currently on trial for possibly violating a number of Kansas law on late-term abortions, and while the trial ended up not quite acquitting him except not convicting him, he still is now facing the medical board in Kansas and could possibly lose his license over it.
We know, of course, Tom, that with elections comes consequences, as John McCain once said, in terms of Supreme Court nominees and other things. In this case, a cabinet nominee. President Obama is a pro-choice president, and he's appointing or nominating a pro-choice nominee. Does that in and of itself create a problem, or are you more concerned on a constitutional and confirmation basis about the inconsistencies in her testimony?
Well, there's the inconsistencies, and also what we're asking the Senate is their job is to advise and consent, not advise and rubber stamp. And she is not just any pro-choice nominee. She is easily the most pro-abortion governor currently in office. Both through her actions and through her statements, that's just indisputable. Beyond that, we think that those who oppose her, even if you cannot defeat her, as in the case of Timothy Geithner, where we've seen he's been a disaster at Treasury, we expect the same at Health and Human Services for Kathleen Sebelius. So I think it would behoove a number of Republicans and Democrats to vote against her simply because she's unfit for the office.
Given what we know about her and the Obama health care agenda, what do you sense will be her front and center issues moving forward here? Will it be on the issues of abortion, or do you expect her to take more of a leading role in the government expansion in the health care sector?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of both. In Kansas, she has tried to promote universal health care, first for children and then for all ages, all being paid for by the American taxpayer. Additionally, she does believe that abortions should be funded by American taxpayers, something that, regardless of your view on the life issue, most people oppose that their taxpayer money would be paying for such a thing.
And Tom, I don't know if the votes are there, but would you recommend a filibuster attempt if they are?
As you said, unfortunately, Senator Brownback's support of Kathleen Sebelius severely hurts the efforts for a filibuster. But if the numbers were there for just about any nominee that's been nominated so far, I think she deserves to be blocked.
And real quickly, where can folks find more information on Sebelius, whether it's your website or somewhere else?
Well, if they go to our blog site for FRC Action, thecloakroomblog.org, they will find a lot of information on Sebelius that we try to update every single day.
Sounds good. Tom, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Tom McCluskey is Senior Vice President for the Family Research Council's FRC Action. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.